This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Charles Koch, one of the far-right conservative brothers, told his donor conference that he and his vast network will oppose President Trump if and when he deviates from dedication to free and open societies. In 2016, more people care about the political party of their future in-law than cared in 1958, and there is more desire for same-party marriage than there was in the 1950s. $2.5 billion was given to the Veterans Administration to hire new staff in order to reduce wait times, but NPR reports that the VA hired the same number of people over a two-year period as they always did. Three manufacturers of insulin, Sanofi, Novo Nordisk, and Eli Lilly drug companies, have been sued for a conspiracy to raise prices and restraint of trade, benefiting themselves and the pharmacy benefit managers. St. Louis Cardinals baseball team hacked the database of the Houston Astros. Commissioner has now banned the executive who had the hacking done, who also had been sentenced by a judge to a 46-month jail term and $300,000 fine. Cardinals will also order to pay $2 million to the Astros and to give Houston their top two draft picks. New federal nursing home regulations may show slight improvements. Residents will not have their guest or visit times curtailed. Their personal belongings have to be protected. Staff training will be expanded, and dumping to a hospital will be opposed. The ban on arbitration is being opposed in court. The Trump administration reversed course and allowed 872 refugees already vetted by Obama administration to be allowed into the country who had been en route and stopped by the Trump ban. Trump team has walked back on it, being a ban despite having said so all week. Slum dwellers in a garbage dump community in Manila, Philippines, won an order by the Philippine Supreme Court barring a group of police from the community who had been involved in extrajudicial killings of four residents after being accused of drug dealing. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.